USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the border crisis has very little leadership, the President Trump era remain in Mexico policy was put back into place by the Supreme Court. Mexico once again agreed to the policy and was implemented on Monday. National Border Patrol Counsel Brandon Judd on Fox News says the policy will deter illegal immigration.
If the migrant protection protocols are implemented properly, the moment we started sending people back to Mexico, people stopped coming because they're not going to give criminal smugglers thousands of dollars just to be sent back and have to wait in Mexico.
President Biden will teleconference Russia's Vladimir Putin today. Biden's people are saying he will tell Russia's leader invading Ukraine would have a terrible cost. It should be noted back under the Obama administration, Vice President Biden was a part of lawmakers that allowed Russia to invade portions of Crimea without repercussions in 2014. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
As crime in American cities is reaching high levels, attacks on our police officers have also risen to high levels.
The number of police shot and killed in the line of duty has reached a new high, according to statistics from the Fraternal Order of Police. As of midnight on November 30th, there have been 314 officers shot in the line of duty this year. Of those officers shot, 58 of them were killed by gunfire. The FOP stated in a presentation on monthly statistics of shootings of police. Heather McDonald is an expert on the subject.
When you compare that 58 dead officers to the number of officers in the country, which is about 675,000, and then let's look at how many unarmed blacks have been fatally shot by a police officer this year. Four.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
December 7th, 1941 was 80 years ago today. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, on his way out of office, is forcing his vaccine mandate on the private sector in the Big Apple. Republican Representative Fred Keller from Pennsylvania on Newsmax weighs in on the intrusive governmental overreach that is infuriating some Americans across the country.
I think that people that elect office need to respect and have the confidence in the people that sent them to serve that they'll do the right things. And they can keep themselves safe, they can keep their customers safe, they can keep their team safe at their jobs. And we saw that happen all through the pandemic when we didn't have the vaccines and we didn't have the therapeutics and we didn't know as much as we know now. And for some reason now, all those people that were heroes, Joe Biden and now the mayor of New York City doesn't have the confidence in them to do what they did for so long.
Back when My Body, My Choice was the calling cry for women around the world, things have certainly changed. The U.S. Supreme Court continues debating on the future of abortion access nationwide. Justices recently heard oral arguments over a Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks. The law is trying to protect the voiceless children from being terminated. Pro-abortion groups say the government gets no say to regulate a woman's body. Senator Mike Braun, Republican from Indiana, on Sunday said he believes it's about time abortion laws be turned back over to the states. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, said the best way to protect abortions would be to codify Roe v. Wade into federal law. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.